Good evening, this is our One Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 31st March 2021. Top stories for today. Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia and PAS will maintain their political cooperation through Perikatan Nasional into the 15th general election. The decision will leave nominal ally UMNO alone following the Malay Nationalist Party's decision to reject Bersatu at the general election. Bank Negara Malaysia BNM says it expects the economy to rebound in 2021, boosted by improving external demand and a pickup in investment and production, though downside risks remain due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Nur Syamsiah Mohamed Yunus said BNM forecasts economic growth in a range of 6% to 7.5% with a return to pre-pandemic levels by mid-2021. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin says he has managed to convince UMNO ministers to remain in his cabinet for the benefit of the country following a meeting with them on Monday. Muhyiddin met the UMNO ministers a day after their party decided at its annual assembly to end the political cooperation with his Bersatu and eventually withdraw support for his Perikatan Nasional Administration. On the international front, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says data was withheld from the team of investigators who travelled to China in January and February to research the origins of the coronavirus epidemic. Although the team concluded that a leak from a Wuhan laboratory was the least likely hypothesis for the virus that causes COVID-19, Tedros says the issue required further investigation, potentially with more missions to China. The southwestern Chinese city of Ruili that borders Myanmar ordered today a one-week home quarantine for residents of the city's urban area and mass COVID-19 testing after reporting 6 new locally transmitted coronavirus cases. Germany will from today limit the use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine to people aged 60 and above, as well as high-priority groups, following further reports of a rare brain blood disorder. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.